Hello, and welcome to Life Science Podcast, created by Mr. Wilcox at Warwick Middle School in Lititz, Pennsylvania. This podcast was created to help students understand the basic ideas and concepts of 7th grade life science, what I call baby biology. The topic of today's podcast are the 6 characteristics that all living things have in common. We use the acronym GRAPES to help us remember the 6 characteristics that all living things share. G stands for grow and develop. The R stands for reproduce. The A stands for the ability to adapt to their environment. The P, parts called cells. E, use energy. And S stands for stimulus and response. As long as an organism has these 6 characteristics, it is considered to be alive. However, if it does not exhibit all 6 of these characteristics, the organism is not considered to be alive. We see this in the case of viruses. A virus is made of 2 basic parts. A piece of DNA or RNA has been surrounded by a coat of protein. Most scientists agree that viruses are not alive based upon these 6 characteristics of life. Viruses do not grow or develop into an adult form. They do not reproduce. They do not adapt to their environment. Viruses do not have cells. They do not use energy, nor do they have a stimulus response. There are some scientists who would like to see a 6th kingdom added to the current 5 kingdom system that Robert Whittaker came up with in 1969. Maybe someday we'll see a 6th kingdom where viruses are classified as living organisms, but right now, most scientists agree that viruses are not alive. Stop and think about the organisms that you see in your own environment. Think about your cat or your dog or the worms that you see when it rains. Think about your mom and dad. Think about the bacteria that live in your body. Do they meet the characteristics of life? Do they have the grapes of life? Do they grow and develop? Do they have parts called cells? Do they use energy? Do they have a stimulus response? If you clap your hands, do they respond? If you stomp your feet, will they respond to that? Think about it. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you learned something from it. And by the way, take your iPod off. Go take a hike. Go do something outside. Enjoy life. Enjoy the outdoors. Be a scientist. Make observations. See you later.